Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, don't forget, it is Thursday. That means at 11:30 we do Dear Jordana, so never too early to get your Dear Jordana questions in. A couple of ways you can do that. You can text them in to 651-461-9226, or we encourage you to go to the Odyssey app, and next to that Listen Live button, there's a record. You can record a voice message. Press that, record it. Very easy to do, and you send it in here, and then at 11:30, we can hear your beautiful voice without the encumbrances of a telephone line.
Also, Adam, I want, really, some of those stories about sex ed were hilarious.
Oh, you want to
revisit
those?
So let's at some point bring that back. Yeah. Right. So just so we can get to the text, because you guys took the time to text them in.
Yeah, and, for sure.
Some of them are hilarious. So we need to read them.
By the way, I had a banana during the news. I was laughing as I pulled the banana out of my bag.
Yeah.
Hey, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's making me nervous.
Couldn't even taste the latex.
Not a moment too soon. Quick takes underway. After leaving the platform 5 years ago, Nike just made its return to Amazon. You can now get your Nike sneakers and other gear on Amazon. Here's the question. Cool. If you're in the market for a name brand product like Nike or something else, are you more likely to go to the Nike website to purchase that?
Yes.
Or go to Amazon, and which you can find many name brands on Amazon.
I'm going to the original site.
Yeah.
Or other sites, like for shoes, there are other sites that I would go to before. Amazon, to me, I'm just not 100% sure that, I mean, I should be, like, that there are guarantees that what I'm getting is legit, but no, I'd rather go directly to Nike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, when you go directly to a site, especially if it's something you purchase a lot, you know, you're going to purchase another pair of Nike shoes, or your kids are. Usually the site, and I don't know this about Nike, but they'll offer perks.
Yeah.
You get Nike rewards. You get Nike points. Yeah. Or, you know, you'll get a 20% off discount on your next pair if you sign up, or something like that. So I do find that just as a frequent shopper, it is helpful to go to the source.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a place for Amazon it's usually the small.
For sure.
Or books. I know there's probably booksellers out there going, don't buy it on Amazon. But that's usually what I'm buying on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Twins made an announcement today. We heard rumblings that they will play at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa. That's officially announced yesterday. They will play the Phillies, Twins and Phillies in Iowa. That's coming up on August 13th next summer. Adam and Jordana, Is that good news for the Twins? And would you go? Would you make the trek down to Iowa to see a Twins game at the Field of Dreams?
No, you go.
Yeah, I'm probably not going. I think it's great. Because I think that it will be a nationally televised game, and if you any national exposure for the Twins is a good thing. But no, it's Iowa, man. No offense.
Wow.
I've been there.
Wow.
Live there.
You know, folks in Northern Iowa can hear us. I mean,
I
wouldn't mind.
Iowa.
And did you ever visit the Field of Dreams?
I've never been to the Field of Dreams. And I love the movie, so I guess, you know, I should go at some point. Mm-hmm. But
see, sorry. I would take a trip to Iowa to visit the or okay. I'm lying now. I just told you a lie,
wow.
And I'm retracting it. I totally lied to you. Wow. Just back that up. I would not plan a trip to see the Field of Dreams just solely for that purpose. But here's the deal.
If you're in the
neighborhood. If I am driving through Iowa to get to another spot and it is not too far away, I absolutely would take some time to visit the Field of Dreams, do some meditation, walk through the cornfields, run the bases.
That's Jordana defining flyover country
Well, that's my truth. Absolutely. I don't want to lie to you ever.
What defines not too far away?
Oh,
that's a good question. Okay, so like if I'm taking a trip and it's, I mean, if it's like, I would say 30 minutes. You know, 30 minutes there and 30 minutes back to get on my path to where I'm going, that would do it for me.
Oh, man, where I've been through that. It's right on Highway 52. You could get on Highway 52, right in Rosemont there, and keep
there
heading south. 52 goes right through.
How far?
Dyersville.
How far is it?
It's a ways. I mean, it's actually it's
from
not
Rosemount.
That, no, it's it would be probably a.
If I pack a lunch at your house.
I bet you it's a 2.5 hour drive for me.
All right, that's not really bad.
That isn't
bad. And you could do that in a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're doing the show live from Dyersville,
Iowa. I'm available.
So do the map for me if I'm at Rochester, if I'm at Mayo.
Oh, if you're at Rochester, it's probably an hour and a half.
Okay, so then I would consider that. Like, even if I was spending, like, a couple days at Mayo, sometimes I
Yeah, another lie.
No,
you wouldn't
I might consider that.
Oh, yeah.
If my appointment stopped, take a day trip, and then come back. No, that's not a lie. I admit when I lie, and I totally lied to you in the beginning of this segment. But I would consider, like I said, I would consider. Didn't say I would do it. Consider. All right, anyway, moving on. More lies on the Adam and Jordana show.
Yeah.
Hacking up the trailer on the 2-inch hitch.
2-inch hitch.
Yeah.
I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish.
That, of course.
Is this English?
I can change a tire on the side of a road.
It's a delightful accent. Southern accent there.
Speaking English?
You know who this is, Adam?
Is that Lainey Wilson?
That is Lainey Wilson, who hosted the CMA Awards last night, then while hosting one Female Vocalist of the Year, and then one Entertainer of the Year.
Wow.
Again, both awards, huge night for Lainey Wilson. Are either of you Lainey Wilson fans?
I'm aware of her. I don't go out of my way to listen to her, but she's very talented. She's got a good look, doing the thing.
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Really?
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup. Sorry. I don't. If she was wearing a shirt that said her name on it, then I'd have a chance.
Blonde, very curvy, likes to wear high pants, high hipped pants.
It was a great, it was a cute
tight
song.
Pants with bell bottom flares.
Work it,
called.
Girl. Yeah. Work it. Love that.
How convenient that she's hosting and she gets those major awards.
Yeah.
We should do that for the Oscars. Have like a big time actor host the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And that adds a little drama. Like you could win best actor.
It was.
Could you imagine? They'd be nervous.
Yeah.
It was funny at the end. She forgot she's supposed to tag out at the end and say, oh, thanks to everybody. Thanks for listening. And she like forgot to do it for a second because she was up there giving her acceptance.
We'll forgive her for that.
Yeah. Good night.
Oh, that's so cute.
She was also
legit. Yeah. That's being very authentic in the moment. You know, she wasn't expecting, or maybe she didn't know she was going to win. And I love that. I might have to YouTube that just to see it. That's
you should.
Sweet.
You should also look at the dress she was wearing. Like a gown, like a fancy gown that was a camouflage.
Yeah, print. Real tree
camouflage.
Hilarious
print gown at the
Mossy Oak.
How about that?
Okay. Hold on. Googling her right now. She's adorable.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Adorable, yeah. I got to see the camo dress. I love camo. I mean, as a fashion statement, not actual usefulness in the wild. I don't know anything about that. If you wear it in the wild, does it have to be orange, or can it be like the green or the black camo that I wear on?
No,
my
if you're
the
only
leggings.
Like during if only if like there are guns involved, should you wear? You are required to wear blaze orange. But like if you're bow hunting,
got it.
If you're bow hunting, mm-hmm. you can blend in.
Hold on, got to Google the dress. We can continue going while I Google.
All
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I'm looking. Okay, I see it. It's a jumpsuit, by the way. It wasn't a dress. Long sleeve. Camo print jumpsuit as yeah. she accepts Entertainer of the Year. Wow, good for her.
Get the cowboy hat with the camo band. I love it.
She is adorable. Yeah, and this fashion, I'd watch her for the fashion. She's got some great get-ups. There's fringe. I love everything about this. I love Lainey Wilson now. Yeah. Big fan.
All right, from Lainey Wilson to another very successful female.
Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway coming to the line.
Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden. Yes! Jesse Diggins yes! to the line!
Yes!
And it is
yes!
Jesse Diggins oh! delivering a land.
Okay,
yes.
Settle down, color
wow.
guy.
Wow.
Yes.
One of
what the heck?
One of the all-time greatest U.S.
Wow.
Winter Olympic moments. That's our own Minnesota Jesse Diggins winning the first medal in cross-country skiing. And everyone was hoping she could just get bronze, and then she surged to the
amazing.
Finish right at the end. An amazing feat for her. Of course, we learned just yesterday about this time. She announced that she'll be retiring from cross-country skiing after this next season. Here's the question. Is Jesse Diggins, where does she rank on the top Minnesota Olympians? Because she's got to be up there. A couple others are like, Suni Lee, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Herb Brooks, and a few other members of that team. What do you think, guys? Where does Diggins rank on the list of all-time Minnesota Olympians?
Well, up there, especially if you consider the success of Americans in that sport, which has not been great, and to have somebody have that. Lindsey Vonn, by the way, should be on that list, I think.
Yes, there you mm-hmm. go. Yep, thanks.
But yeah, she's on the Mount Rushmore. Absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed. Fantastic.
Kirby Puckett, Kevin Garnett, Lindsey Whalen, Fran Tarkenton,
Olympians.
Talking about Olympians.
Olympians.
Oh, I thought just great athletes.
No, Olympians.
I thought just great athletes.
Yeah. Oh. Good try, though.
But you know what really struck me is that I feel like we should have played that audio in our talk about sex ed.
Yes.
Because that's what I thought I was listening to right there.
Yeah.
I have no other thoughts about Olympians, but she's great. Love Jesse Diggins. Love the excitement around her. Fantastic.
Reagan Smith, swimmer from Lakeville.
Yes. She'll
be on there.
Another one. Good.
What about Eminem? Eminem has taken legal action. I love Eminem, too. I mean, Eminem is the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Eminem is the real Slim Shady. And he's mad at the real Swim Shady. But does he have a case? Let's talk next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, he stood up, friends. He stood up and he said, I'm the real Slim Shady and not you, Swim Shady. Yeah, this is a thing. So get this. Eminem, Marshall Mathers III, is suing an Australian beachwear brand, Swim Shady, because, excuse me, so sorry, guys, of his, he claims this is trademark confusion and trademark dilution around his name, the real Slim Shady. Marshall, I think you're full of it. I think nobody is going to believe that Swim Shady has anything to do with the rapper Eminem. I'm probably wrong because I am not a patent attorney, but I think, I don't know that they're trying to play, unless they're using your music, which would be copyright infringement. I just don't know how much they're going to get benefiting off of what you think is infringement. Am I wrong? 651-461-9226. Adam, is it too close? You think Eminem's got a case?
Absolutely. That name would not, there's no way that they're not playing on Slim Shady.
Okay.
That's absolutely, now whether or not it's successful or not, it doesn't, I don't think that's the point, is that if you have a good product, you know, call it something else. But they are absolutely using his name as their name. And I think that I mean, does it really hurt him? Probably not. Other than if you have a brand and you protect the brand. That's what he's doing here. And I think.
And he does. He has a trademark on Shady and Slim Shady since 2001. I mean, this is a 24-year-old trademark. This is a you know, tried and true trademark. So, yes. So you think people would think that Swim Shady is Eminem's swimwear line in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
You do. All right. So they should have to change their name.
I think so. And again, I think we dance around this all the time. And it depends how successful a company gets with a name, because somebody's pointing out that there's a Chicago beer called Slim Hazy, And okay, that is too. I would assume that's playing off his name too. And if he decides, hey, cease and desist, that I think you're playing with fire there, and you open yourself up to like, well, let's see if we can get away with this. And if they decide, no, I'm sorry, I want to protect my name and protect my brand, that's the rules. That's how we protect trademarks and copyrights and things like that.
Yeah, I could definitely be convinced that, I mean, it is very similar. I guess it's just so different because he's a rapper from Detroit, and they are selling, you know, they're selling shade umbrellas for the beach in Australia. And Swim Shady, like that. They're selling beach umbrellas.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, yeah, that's a good name for a beach umbrella. But unfortunately, it's Slim Shady is that's his name.
Mm-hmm. I get a little frustrated with these trademark questions or these trademark issues. Because remember when Ohio State tried to trademark the word the?
Yeah,
and because they were the Ohio State. Like, it was so ridiculous. But I don't know. I could be convinced one way or the other about this. I don't necessarily think this would hurt Eminem. And oftentimes you have to show that it would take sales away from you, or that it dilutes, you know, trademark dilution, that it dilutes your brand. But I really like Eminem. I really like his music. I like the fact that he struggled openly with things like depression, and he's told his authentic story. I like the idea that he's had longevity in a very in a market like in the rap market that it's really hard to stay relevant in. There's a lot of things I like about Eminem, so I want to be on his side.
Yeah,
but I just think that words belong to everybody.
I get it. I totally understand that. And I mean, if the argument is delusion of his brand, I don't think that's the case. I think they're just using his name to say, hey, it's a catchy name, and it'd be great for it's a great name for a sun umbrella. Slim, Swim Shady. But like, he had it. Like, he's protecting that.
Yeah. Brand. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. And some of the texters are saying he has no case, but in fact, I think he really does have a case. You know, Eminem has had documented history of protecting the trademark and the global fame of Slim Shady. So there is a legal precedent for this. There have been challenges in the past. And, you know, experts that are smarter than me, I just, you know, did some research on this morning, say there is a likelihood of confusion in the U.S. market enough that they could be forced to change their name. So as much as I love Eminem, and I don't think that this would be confusing, I think he's going to win, and Swim Shady is probably going to have to. I need a good metaphor. Well, is going to have to get out of the pool. I don't know.
did Hershey ever sue Eminem for taking the name Eminem?
That's a great question. That is a great. I mean, his name is Marshall Mathers, M-M, and it's spelled E-M-I-N-E-M. That's a really good question. Or like people are saying on the text line, well, there are Slim Jims. There are, you know, there's a lot of Slim branded things, especially in the diet market. Tens of thousands of people with the first name Slim. I know, but they're not making money off of it. Swim Shady. The whole point is, if you're making money off of it, then it could be considered brand dilution. Patent law is very complex, and only super smart people work in patent law. That's why I don't know anything about it.
So a quick Google search said Eminem has spoken publicly about his initial fear of being sued by M&Ms. And apparently they combined in 2018 for an April Fool's joke. Eminem made an April Fool's Day post on Instagram featuring collaboration with M&Ms, captioning it, "Been looking forward to this collab for some time. M&Ms."
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that's the better hilarious. Way to do it, kind of, you know.
Yes.
Tide lifts all boats, or whatever the saying is, but
rising tide lifts all boats. Yeah, and they probably both made money on that.
Yeah.
Eminem the rapper and Eminem the candy made money on that, so that was mutually beneficial. This not so much. All right, good luck, Swim Shady. Mm-hmm. Good luck. I'll have to look into those umbrellas. AI music. I know we struggle with this topic. AI music. It's here. A company has raised $250 million to make more AI music. What will this do to the music industry, and does it matter? Let's talk next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That song is called Walk My Walk. It's by nobody. And that's not the artist's name. The artist's name is Breaking Rust, but Breaking Rust is nobody. Okay, this is a little confusing, and I'm sorry, but Breaking Rust is AI. And Walk My Walk was the Billboard Country Digital Song Chart number one. It was the number one song on the Billboard Country Digital Song Sales. It's a pretty good song, I guess. I'm not a connoisseur of country music. The person who created it and wrote it isn't real. It's an artist called Breaking Rust who created it and wrote it, was AI. It's a ghost. It's not a human being. But is that bad? I say no. I am not musically inclined, so I don't know what it's like to write a song or create things like that. I just like the song.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a bad idea that we have AI-created art, because art is a beautiful thing,
yeah,
no matter who creates it. And the reason I bring this up, Adam, is because there's an AI platform, a music platform called Suno. Suno just raised $250 million. They have a valuation of $2.45 billion. And what Suno does is, yes, creates, but also helps artists use AI to make their creations come to life. Mm-hmm. And people are up in arms about this. That's not real music. It's not really an artist. It's not human. I feel a little differently. Like, if you're an artist that maybe doesn't play instruments, or you're just a songwriter, but you want a little help musically, and you use a digital format to create a song that is yours, I still think that's art, and I think it's yours. And I am less wrapped up with who creates it, as long as it's getting created.
The problem is, I don't think it's yours. I really don't. If you need assistance from a computer to do that, that computer isn't just, as much as we want to believe it, it's not just coming up with that because of its own computer system. It's based on words that have already been written, songs that have already been written. Granted, I'm sure there's little minute pieces of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of different pieces of music, but that, and let's be honest, that's what the human brain does anyway. I mean, you are not, there are very rarely completely original pieces of music lyrics anymore. You are based on your own memory, and you're just about your own, that's how you create that using your AI, that is your human brain. And so, I mean, you could argue, well, that if a computer is aiding that, isn't that just kind of what you're doing anyway? Well, yes, but that's you doing that. And we already have protections in place for, and we talked about, very similar to our conversation with the M&M and the trademark on the name. So this happens in music all the time, where you have...
What do you mean?
Well, like chord progressions, you know? People sue other artists saying, hey, that sounds just like my song. And yeah, they do, because we only have a certain limited amount of chords. Musical chords.
Okay, fair.
And right, and yes, and you, and maybe I heard a song at one time. It's like, God, I like that, you know, that melody or whatever it is. And then when I write my song, I not unconsciously base it on a good riff, and I know that there's protections in place as opposed to just totally ripping something off. But back to your original point, though, I get it. Like, good music is good music, and if you hear something and you like that, you're going to like it. I just want to know, is there somehow that we can say that somebody at some point says, mark this as AI music, either AI-assisted or AI-generated, just so you know. And I would feel kind of bad if I hear a great song or a great songwriter and thinking, oh, this is like a... this is computer assisted or generated. I mean, to me, the great songwriting is up there with the great abilities of artistic talent that there is, that we have as human beings.
Agreed. And agreed. It's what a skill. What
I know,
a gift.
But to your point too, when you put this in the show note this morning, I got on ChatGPT and I typed in, I'm going deer hunting again this weekend. I typed in some facts about the deer camp I go to and the people involved, and honest to God, it wasn't even 30 seconds it took, and it gave me a four-verse song with chord progressions. And I'm reading this, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's incredible. But that's not an original piece of music. It's an original piece of music from the computer, but I'd like to say that, oh, I'd be able to tell. I won't be able to tell what's real and what's not. And I just have a problem with it. I get it, though. Like, you like what you like, and it's...
you like what you like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it's interesting that you say it's computer generated, but isn't, like, using a synthesizer or... even a guitar, like those are, I understand those are instruments, they're handmade, they're natural. I think
you still have to learn,
but it's also a tool.
Right.
It's a tool.
You learn to play that, though. Like, you, I can't, like,
tools.
If I want a guitar, like, boy, I can't play this myself, but maybe the computer can assist me in playing this. That's not me. I have to learn how to do that on the instrument that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's more than just being able to type in what I want. Here's what my head thinks of what I want. To type in what I want, it has to be like I have to be able to create that.
What do you think? 651-461-9226. Is AI music still music? And the reason I bring this up today is because we are hearing that investors are investing in AI music platforms. So this ship might have sailed with whatever we think.
Yep, it's sailed. I think it is absolutely sailed. I think there's going to be a time. If I was able to do that on chat, and this is the lowest level of pay for AI.
Yeah.
You probably already can and will be able to, if you can't already, say, I want a song about this, and make it a happy-go-lucky. And in 30 seconds, you're going to, like, this was just the words and the chord changes. It didn't actually give me a song, like a produced song. But I'm sure you can do that already, right?
I'm sure you can, especially with, like, paid chat or other chats that are more musically inclined. You for sure, like this platform, Suno. You know, they're working with music to help you create things that maybe you can't create on your own.
Yeah.
Does it take anything away from somebody who has a song in their head, but maybe doesn't know how to get to that point?
Mm-hmm.
We can't all be Prince. We can't all have a gift from God where
we shouldn't all be Prince.
Play all the,
we shouldn't all be Prince. Like, back to David's point about Christmas, saying you enjoy Christmas because it's once a year and it's a finite amount of time. That's the same with enjoying musicians. We enjoy them because, my God, that is a gift from God or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a talent that nobody else has. And that's why they're Prince. And I don't want everybody out there to be able to create a Prince song.
I also think there's a difference between there being a piece of music that you enjoy and you throw it on and you go, I like this piece of music. And maybe that's AI, maybe it's not, but you're just enjoying that. But many of us, and me included, to a limited extent, are very invested in a artist's or musician's entire career, meaning you want to learn about them and their struggles and their strengths and where they're going in their career and where they're going in their life, and then seeing their life progress and seeing them sing about their life and real places and real things that are happening to them, and you are connecting with an artist in that way. And I've done that with a few artists where, like, boy, I'm following this person's whole life because I'm not just a fan of one catchy tune. I'm a fan of who they are and what they create
as
a person. That's, I mean, yes, the cat's out of the bag, and AI music is going to go somewhere, but I'm not getting that from AI music.
No.
I'm getting that from a living, breathing musician that I will see at a concert and follow online and consume their music.
That's a great point.
651-461-9226. Bunch of your texts coming in saying AI music. Some saying AI music is not music. Let's continue the conversation next. Jordana here. So last night, I couldn't sleep. I'm being honest with you. I couldn't sleep. I took one of the sleep night gummies and I slept. Usually I can sleep. I'm a sleeper now. I'm off the Ambien. I'm even off the gummies. They helped me get off the Ambien. And last night was just one of those nights, you know, hormones, changes, God knows, whatever it was, stress. I couldn't sleep. And it helped me. And I tell you this because it can help you too. There is a bedtime blend of sleep gummies at the Mini Leaf website that I just think you should keep in the house at all times. I have, mine is a bag of the sleep night gummies, and I reached in, I took one, and it helped me. And I really think if you have trouble, this is something you should try. There's pharmaceuticals, there's other more addicting things out there. This is non-addictive, and it works. And sleep is so necessary. I'm in a much better mood today. Check them out. Minileaf.com, MINNELEAF.com. Look for that bedtime blend box of sleep gummies. They help me. They can help you too. Tell them Jordana sent you. Talking about if AI music is really music.
Mm.
I say I enjoy it.
It's music.
It's fine for me.
Yep.
The texters, I've argued this for over a year now, even through the text line, this is not art anymore. They're bits and pieces of people that have created things. Wow. Okay. The originators don't get anything. It's theft, not art.
Yeah, the top text, I think, succinctly says it. AI music is absolutely and literally music. It is created from the culmination of human-created music. The real question is it art? Yes, it's. So I would definitely music. I don't think it's art.
This texter says AI art is not bad. This is not the first time in history where technology has merged with art to create a new form. The best example I can give is when actors were threatened because the use of cartoon characters being used in movies and shows. The fear was that actors would be replaced. What it really did was create a new art platform, cartooning. We just have to get through the growing pains. Interesting. Very thoughtful. Yes, guys, but true creativity can end up giving us brand new chords. Have you ever heard of Steely Dan? Of course we've heard
of
Steely Dan. Of
Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're playing those instruments, not something playing it for you, they're saying, when people do it. Go ahead.
Well, it's to the point, like, with photos now. Like, I've seen real photos now where it used to be your first instinct was like, oh, that, like, you would look at an AI photo and think, oh, is that real? And then you realize, oh, no, it's not. Now it's switched where I look at a real photo now and go, oh, that's AI. And then and now you look at it and you're like, wow, that's real. And it's already shifted our mentality and how we view things. And I hope as human beings we'll learn how to figure that all out. But boy, when we lose sense of what is real and what is not, I've seen those movies already and they don't end well typically.
And they don't end well. That's true. Your texts are really interesting. Now that AI is full throttle, I question everything now. Everything is going to be fake someday, all AI created. But the question is, if AI helps, is it still a creation? I mean, somebody's got to program the AI. Somebody's got to ask. Somebody's going to say, hey, I have this in my head. Can you make it better for me? I guess this is a brave new world that we are in, and we definitely should accept it. And I bring this up because right now the AI music platform Suno is valued at $2.45 billion. They just raised $250 million. So this train has left the station. I don't think there's holding it back, but maybe we should look on the bright side as a new art form, creating more art in the world. But the things that we have seen in our lifetime, Adam, are truly, truly amazing.
Astonishing. By the way,
got Dear Jordana coming. Oh,
yes, we do. All the TVs in here. Former President George W. Bush speaking right now at Dick Cheney's funeral, which is being held in the National Cathedral in Washington. Mm-hmm. Two notable guests absent, by the way. That would be the current president and the current vice president, but all other, I think, living vice presidents are in the House for the ceremony today.
Nice. Very nice. I guess our current president is very busy running the country or doing whatever he's doing.
Don't think he got the invite, as I think the way the story is told. They did not extend invitations to the current occupant of the White House, nor the current vice president. So hopefully someday we can all come together and mourn together and celebrate together.
Dear Jordana is coming up at 11:30. Get your questions in now. You can always email me at jordana.green@odyssey.com. Send them to the text line or use the voice addition to the Odyssey app and talk to me. We'll do that at 11:30. The news is next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.